found it. The most unprofessional little podcast there ever was. Ain't much else to say.
Jeez, who needs fire,
just
bro,
sit back,
man?
Sip on some whiskey and be entertained.
Somebody does.
Because the Whiskey Bros are about to make love to your ears.
I hope that dude makes it back.
I can't believe he did that.
Dude, I can't believe we figured this out.
Well, it's not done yet, so.
Okay, valid point.
It's not jinxed.
You guys, you unprofessionals, may never see this podcast because, well, why? Well, we can't. Because Heath and I figured it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we figured it out. I think we have everything going. I don't see any smoke from electrical fires.
Damn, we've been up here for like 4 hours trying to just pressing buttons.
Yeah, this one ain't it. Let's push that button. This one ain't it. Let's push this one. But I think everything is working properly.
I think we even had improved capability because we called somebody on FaceTime.
We did. We had them
in the mic,
on the camera.
And it wasn't Fire Bro.
In our ears. And it wasn't not Fire Bro. It was seen. Knowing?
Ghost bro.
Ninja bro.
Yeah. Officially he's knowing bro.
Yes. From his pool.
Yeah. Even. He wasn't much help though.
He wasn't.
It took us pressing buttons.
Yeah, we'd have just pushed more buttons. If I guess that's maybe the name. Push more buttons of the podcast.
Push more buttons. Oh my God. Somebody drew a stick figure on my book? I did not see that.
I think that was probably Clyde, if I had to guess.
God.
Because they were in here this weekend.
and he just texted.
Oh, did he? He said, show that again.
No, yeah. he just texted that too.
Don't show pictures.
He said, don't talk about me. and then he's like, don't put that picture up.
Too late. Well, he's in charge of editing, so he can cut it off.
Okay.
So you may notice that, yes, there is two bald-headed, bearded guys, and there's one said person that's usually sitting directly to my right here. He is not here. We do, I think.
Oh, I'm worried.
We do have a picture to show you lovely unprofessionals that are watching where he is. He sent this to us right before the news agency got a hold of it and put it out. So he went down there a day early, and then I don't know if he's the one that started it, but I didn't know he could ride a dirt bike. Firebro.
I don't know.
But ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Firebro, the reason why he's not here with us tonight.
I don't know where he got the dirt bike.
I don't know. Well, we do know where he got the flag, because if you look right, if you look right up behind.
Oh my gosh!
You point up there, Doc.
It's yeah.
If you can see, there is a space empty on the ceiling, and it used to be a Mexico flag, the city of Mexico.
Really? That's our flag.
Yeah, and so when we noticed it was gone, we were like, "What's he doing? Why is he not? He didn't even tell us he was leaving. One thing, he didn't say, "Hey, I'm going to L.A." That's where he's at right now. He didn't tell us.
Pitch.
He just said, "Hey, I'm leaving. I'll be back later." And then we noticed the flag was gone. And then he sent us this picture, and we haven't heard from him
since
then. So it might not be, because if you look behind him, I'm not showing these. I haven't showed the listeners yet. So I'm building the picture up. But once I pop this picture up, if you look behind Firebro on this dirt bike, he may be with the boys in blue, if you will. So, ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, here is where Firebro is and why he's not talking to me and Doc on the podcast. Booyah, people. Zoom in on that. Yes, that is Firebro on a dirt bike holding the Mexico flag, protesting with his L.A. brethren.
What is that? I have no clue what's going on down there.
I really don't know.
I didn't know anything was going on until he sent the pic.
Until he sent the picture. That's when I started looking it up, too. So I think, and this has been 100% fact-checked, of course, I think what they're rioting is the whole deportation stuff. You know, I think on this picture that he sent me, he also sent a quote that they were chanting down there. I think, do we have it on our notes?
I think I put it on there.
And it was just on the back of this picture, and this is all he wrote. You want to read this to him, Doc? Read the quote Farbro sent.
National Guard, go away, ICE out of L.A. National Guard, go away, ICE out of L.A. L.A.
I guess that's his, it's kind of brilliant. Yeah.
It really is.
It sounds like him, but I think they're protesting, you know, and then if you go to the certain posts, I'll just leave it at that, the certain online paper posts, you know, they're talking about these people are protesting.
Yeah, but I'm kind of worried too, because I hadn't seen a post from him. And that's a little strange, I won't lie.
Yeah, usually he's pretty Johnny on the spot about telling us updates, and so.
Yeah.
That he might have got his phone taken away, I'm not going to lie. I don't know.
He may be hating life down there.
He may be.
Because it is hot as fuck up here. Jeez. It's hot as fuck down
it's
there,
got,
too.
It's got, well, I say it's got to be.
I mean, it's probably 77 degrees.
Yeah, it's probably. Yeah. But it's just humid as balls here. I don't even know what the temperature is right now, but God. And then I think we got tornadoes maybe coming this way. It's only 92 degrees, it says, but it feels like
I don't believe that.
It says it feels like 105.
I just traversed beside our building to go to our Class A restroom.
Yep.
And it was not 92 degrees.
No, it's,
of course, when I got into our restroom, it's nice and cool in there. Yes. We got that thing at 66 degrees.
Yep, all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The water is at 82 degrees.
Yep.
So not too cold, not too hot.
Just right.
Yep,
that's right. Yeah, we only have one faucet on it. There's none of that dual faucet.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Hey, you don't dig with cold water or hot water out there. It's just always 82 degrees.
Always 82 degrees.
A regulator does that. Mm.
Yes. So we do, back to the weather.
Yeah.
We do have very likely Category 4 wind threat.
Yes.
A Category 2 tornado threat. And it looks like on this scale, it only goes to a 5. So 4, right. 4 is pretty up there.
Yeah.
2 is mid. And then a level 3 likely hail threat.
I can't even get my car in the garage right now. Hope the Telsa's up for it.
So you're not one of those people that run and grab their cars and just take them out into the open fields when they think there's going to be a hail storm?
Yeah. That's something about that glass roof. I don't know. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And then I heard that, and tell me if this is true. I heard if you own a Tesla and something like that happens, a hailstorm, I guess you still have to take them to Tesla workshops.
Yes.
Or garages, not just Joe Blows can't work on those things.
Yeah, you can't just take it out to, you know, the auto body shop.
Right. It has to go, and what I guess is that Fort Worth is the closest.
You know how I do it. It's like if that thing gets a damage, like a dent in it, it's nothing. Nothing's happening to it. It's riding with that dent
forever.
Forever.
Time.
Yeah.
Mainly just because there's probably going to end up another dent. Like I got a door ding dent the other day in the Tundra.
Yeah.
Have no idea where it come from.
It
could have been there 6 months before I noticed it.
You know what it was? You weren't parking in the paid parking. It's like if you parked in the paid parking, you wouldn't have got that dent.
Maybe.
I mean, because those spaces are like 4 extra feet between each other.
I don't know about that.
And you get out, you open your door, you can park beside a Camaro. Mm-hmm. And that door's not going to ding you in the paid parking because people are paying there. It's nicer parking spots.
Wonder what happens at a paid parking spot if you double park. Do you get paid double? Or you get charged double, I mean? You know, like
that's a really good question.
You park over the line.
Yeah.
Can they charge you double?
I think it's hard to do it because those parking spaces are just so spacious.
That's true. You are right.
Spacious. Yeah,
Fit a bus in there.
Yeah.
Paid parking.
Yeah, if you're going to pay for parking, it should be like Grand Avenue luxury parking.
It should be like way back in the day when I may or may not have went to a certain pre-college lady workforce place.
Yeah, okay, I know.
And gave them cash money to help them go to said college that they were working for. There was always usually a gentleman in the men's restroom that would...
Right. These people are there working a full living, making tuition. It's like you want to help them out.
Right. But then you'd go to the restroom, and then there was always a gentleman in there that would give you a paper towel after you wash your hands.
Yes.
A spritz of cologne, maybe some Big Red gum.
Right. You could open your mouth, and he'll squirt something right in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they should have at paid parking lots, those guys. When you get out of your car, hey, would you like a warm towel? Would you like a spritz of cologne?
You would think so. Those prices.
You would think that that's what
I just figured I can't afford to park in that spot, but I just assumed that at those prices, that parking lot would be just rather.
And that's what's crazy. Well, I mean, nice. it is Fort Worth versus other towns, but we parked, me and you, this weekend, parked in a 3-4-story garage.
For free.
Absolutely free.
That's downtown Fort Worth.
Downtown Fort Worth.
Yeah.
That's what we need to talk about, is that place we did go to. Oh, my God. People.
Yeah. Okay, Fire Bro, I hope you make it home.
Yeah.
Hope dude.
We're still... look at this picture, people. I mean, look at it. Dude. I hope he's... Uh-oh.
That's...
Uh-oh.
Did it go away?
Oh, there it went. Oh. My headphones just went out.
Oh, uh-oh. Did we not press... Okay.
I don't know what it is.
Anything could happen tonight. I'm just saying. Could
yeah, keep watching for smoke coming out from under the table or something. But
so yeah, we went out to green sushi.
Nope. Close.
Purple.
No.
Fuck. What was that?
Blue
sushi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew it was some. It had to have been some color.
In downtown Fort Worth
is rather.
I can honestly say. The best, I can't say that. Can I?
I don't know. It's way up there for me. It was actually really good.
Top five, easily best top five sushi places I've ever been to. That's in there.
Yeah. I would say so.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of experience with like good sushi.
Yeah, me neither. I've only been to like what I would consider high end, if you will. It was like one of the, you know, when you walk into the place and there's a U-shaped table with a older Japanese gentleman in the middle.
Now, supposedly that's pretty high end.
Depending on where, which it is. It was a place in Denton, Texas.
That okay.
But I can't remember the name, Haiichi or something like that. But
Haiichi
maybe. I don't know.
Kimchi? No.
No.
Haiichi.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
But there's also I think a place in Dallas that's
a fantastic. Place.
Yeah.
I can't judge a sushi place like I judge a steakhouse. Okay. Right. So I can go to a really high end steakhouse where everything is like, ooh, it's like nice. You know, they're like scraping the crumbs, you know, with a spoon in front of you, like
off the white tablecloth.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. But if it's a shit steak, I'll know it.
Oh,
I mean, they can dress it up all they want, but if it's not top of the line steakhouse, my taste buds will tell me. It's not that way with sushi. If I walk in there, you got this Japanese fella, you know, or maybe, I don't know, maybe Japanese ladies fix sushi. I don't know. But you got this Japanese.
Something we needed to go down the rabbit hole on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a woman doing sushi.
I don't think I ever have either.
Surely there. I mean,
even in rather low end, I've been in some low end sushi places.
Yeah. I've never seen a woman doing sushi. I've always it's a valid dude. Point.
That's
they're probably fixing to get canceled.
Yeah,
sushi
probably.
Makers canceled.
Do
can women do sushi?
Oh, maybe they can't.
I wouldn't see why. Why couldn't they?
Maybe there's something about the preparation of sushi that just requires like the mental fortitude. No, that's not it, because women have better mental fortitude than men.
Right. Maybe.
Strategic capability. No, that's not it.
They're just not good with a knife?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe
so
that's what
this
it is.
This will even go, we'll dive deeper on that whole thing, because if you really stop and think about it, sushi, I think that it came from Japan, right?
Yes.
Japanese.
Yeah.
So back in that day, and still, I think still to this day, but really back in the day, men culture was like way up here.
Oh, there's a big difference. It's all of Japanese history.
Right, and the women did everything for the dudes. They like made them their tea. They took off their body armor. They did everything, you know. But then,
as evidenced by the last sushi warrior. I mean, the last
samurai.
Samurai.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Except for. sushi night. So when it was sushi night, the dude was like, "Oh no,
let me. I'm.
You can't do this. Let me cut the fish."
Right.
And that's weird. I've never even thought about that.
I know. It's
but I've never
keep me up.
I've tonight. Never seen a woman do sushi.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Okay. There's got to be.
There's got to be.
Yeah.
With all the 5-star high end restaurants that have women head chefs. There's got to be. It's just,
we have a lot of unprofessional women.
We do.
And so if you're an unprofessional woman, and you know that we've not fact checked this correctly.
That sounds so funny. If you're an unprofessional woman.
And you know.
Oh, God.
Then you need to give us a ring. Man.
Keep talking.
Okay. Checkity check. 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 Check.
Yeah, it's going way down. Like I can barely hear myself. Hello. Oh, you know what I think it is?
Might be
the mic. I don't know.
Honestly,
it just went back out.
Okay, so you are
Hello.
You're apparently being captured on the microphone.
It's just cutting in and out for some reason.
But not on the track.
Okay. Fine.
Okay.
That's fine. I'll work around it.
With the procedure that preceded the recording of this podcast,
yes.
I'm not surprised anything.
God, no.
Good.
No. We could have been talking to ourselves for an hour and then nobody will ever hear any of this. It could happen. So if you, that's going to drive me nuts. If you are a unprofessional.
Hey, let's just lose it. Lose the headsets.
Nah, I ain't worry about it.
Okay.
If you are I can still hear it a little bit. It just. So if you are one of the unprofessionals and you happen to be a female, hit us up on the Facebook, on the doc line, on wherever you want, and let us know where you have seen a female sushiist. What do you call a guy that does sushi? A sous chef?
Okay, I'm just writing that down. We probably don't want to use this, but because it's rather stupid. But
sous chef. A sous chef.
A sous chef.
A chef that just does sushi, or is there a name for a sushi?
According to Chef's Table, it was just a sushi chef. I can't even say it now. Sushi chef.
Sushi chef. That's what they actually called us, a sushi. There's no way in hell the old school Japanese dudes are called sushi chefs.
Well, we do have a
we're gonna have to figure that
computer
out.
In front of us. Yeah. Let's see what's a.
Or we just let the unprofessionals get on Facebook and tell us.
Yeah, what a chef who does sushi is.
Yeah, post it, people. Post it. Or I will see a bunch of them probably in the morning, and they'll just tell me.
Okay.
Hey, you idiot.
Oh, shit. They can see my search history there.
Oops. Oh, no, they can't.
Okay, good.
I don't have it up.
Okay.
Yep. Clyde got onto me.
That could be
time.
Dangerous.
Yeah, last time I hit the screen before you guys got your search, he got onto me pretty bad. He's like, hey, you're in control of the board. When they pull something up on their computer, you wait and look at it yourself first before you hit the deal. So, but
yeah. Valid point.
So, if you know what, two things. If you know you've seen women do sushi, which got to by now. And what the heck do you call one sushi chef?
Oh, sushi chef.
Woman.
Yeah.
No. Oh, well, no. Is well.
Sushi chef. Oh.
Now is the
I
name.
I just added to the depth.
Yeah. Is the name
What's a
different?
Sushi chef and what's a female sushi chef?
Yes. The names of both.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Which brings up another valid point is, okay, the doc line is hard. I try to remember the doc line because people ask me.
Yeah.
I mean, they tell me all the time. They're like, okay, I know y'all have said the doc line.
Yep.
And then I go to like say it to them. I can't even remember what the doc line is.
I barely even remember my own number.
Yeah. Yeah. And
we
so
have to write it down.
The doc line is 940-435-7525. But we're sitting around here thinking.
We need to put that on the Facebook page. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, we need to.
Under the pinned. Posts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I bet we get a lot of shit calls, though. Not from the unprofessionals.
That's
from,
right.
Like, marketers.
That could be gold.
Oh, well. Yes. Okay. Valid point.
If Firebro is sitting in jail right now, maybe he can put that on if they let him keep his phone.
Yeah, but he needs to be marketing us like wherever he's at.
I don't know.
Even if he's in a LA.
Well, it could be our flag on the back of that Mexico flag. It could say Whiskey Bros around the table.
Yeah, that's true.
I doubt it. But I don't know if we want that marketing there.
Okay. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Sous chefs.
But no, what were this idea. Phone line. Okay. So the dock line's not working. So do we need to do something on.
Well, it is working.
Social media to where people can interact. How do people get a hold of us other than on the dock line?
Normally you would DM us.
DM. What the fuck's that? DM.
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 Downward motion.
Yes.
I don't think that's it. It is dick movement. Dick movement. That could be. I don't think that's it. I think it's direct.
I just texted stop.
Stop it. Oh, okay. My bad. It's direct message us.
Direct. Okay.
Or I've heard PM. I think, which is private message.
Okay.
Personal.
I was riffing on dick movement.
Again.
And it took me to the.
Oh, yes. The opposite of that.
That's.
Pussy magnet.
Yes.
Yes. No, that's me. Private messages.
Private messages.
Is normally.
On Facebook,
on
right?
On Facebook, yeah.
On the Facebook.
Unless most of our own professionals know our numbers, too. But
well, that's true.
Most of our.
Just text us, yeah. Or DM us on Facebook. Just send us a message if you think we need to cover something. And we probably will.
Yes. So that's what we want to put out there is on the Facebooks or the Instagrams.
Yeah.
Or whatever other.
You happen to find us on the YouTubes.
Clyde said he will start looking for our listeners' questions, comments. If there is a subject you want us to talk about, for instance, like if you want us to dive down a deeper hole.
Brassiere making. You know, brassiere. The people who.
Who make brassieres?
Yeah.
Brassieres?
Yeah, that's like word. So apparently that's something that should be talked about because a lot of people know those
like
people
who?
Are around. Like women who have breasts. Like women who have gargantuan breasts need to know that they could have a custom fitted brassiere.
So when you say brassiere, is that just a fancy word for bra? Or
yes.
Is there something else?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know.
Okay. Yeah. You should know this because you live with four.
Right.
You live with four females.
But there's only one female that I talk about breast assist with, so.
What? Really?
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, okay.
No,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. No, it's too many.
But you talk about breast assist
with a lot of dudes. That. Nobody calls them that no more. That's why I said I didn't know if there was something else. Because, you know, sometimes you get the bra / what do you call the slim garter thing? Or you see that combo?
Yeah, it's not just like a sports bra.
Kind of top thing. So I didn't know if there was something that or if it was just a fancy word for bra.
I think it's a fancy word for bra.
Where did bra come from?
Brassiere.
I know.
So I think it was originally a brassiere.
And then bra is short for Brazil. Okay. Brazil?
Brazil.
Brazil. It happens, folks. It happens.
It does. Oh, my gosh.
So,
I don't know.
So,
we're not rabbit holing on that. I was just saying, for instance, if one of our unprofessionals needed us to look into a subject and cover a subject, they need to let us know.
For bra makers? And you said there was somebody you could get. What'd you say? There's somebody out there that you can get.
Oh, we have people around us that make custom bras very well.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
Mm.
And it's like, you know, it's like whenever I get overweight unprofessionals, right? And I'm trying to advise them on like their footwear.
Yep.
It might be that they need to ditch like the Nikes and go to a person that makes a footwear for them.
So when you say a person, so it's not a big company that makes?
No, it's a person. So there are people around us that make suits, people around us that make brassieres.
Yes.
People around us that make shoes and all sorts of stuff. We have craftsmen all around.
Did I know that?
Yeah. Well, we know of one, right? You know, we just happen to know a person that makes.
Did he say? Well, he said he could make bras. I don't think that was a.
No, but he makes
everything.
What are
else.
These called?
Coasters.
He makes coasters.
And
who knew? We got a dude around us that makes coasters.
And he makes keychains.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And hats. And literally anything.
Cigar chest.
Boxes.
Yeah, cigar boxes.
You can have that. Oh, yeah, it's down here.
And shirt. He makes shirts.
Shirts.
Yeah.
Anything you want with your name on it. Virgil Leather. Oh, wrong. Right, yeah. Right there. Virgil Leather, if you can see it.
Dude,
they can do all of it.
I was asking him the other day if he would do a nose hair trimmer for, because I was having a little issue with nose hairs.
Nose hairs?
Yeah. And he said he could do a nose hair trimmer.
Put your personal.
Yep.
Put the Doc nose hair trimmer.
Right.
Nice.
I know.
I think he can. I think he literally can put your logo on anything.
Yeah. Virgil Leather.
Virgil Leather. For sure. We do need to do the giveaway, the big, because we still have this whole box of stuff down here.
We haven't figured out what
we're going to do yet. We're going to do a treasure hunt of some sort. We don't know yet.
Next episode, next week,
we'll try to have
we will pick two questions.
Okay.
From the Facebook.
Oh.
The Facebooks. Okay.
The social medias, anywhere.
The social medias.
Yeah. Text, because like I said, a lot of our listeners, they have
Okay, you got this, Clyde?
He gave me I see his thumb up through the window. maybe he's got it, but.
Okay.
Because like most of our listeners have my cell phone number also, like everybody in Wise County does, so that they could text too. So any two questions.
Yeah, whoever gets chosen, you get merch.
Yes, I like that. Whatever two questions we choose from the group of unprofessionals that send us questions, we'll reach out and get you some sort of merch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But then we're still going to do a big box giveaway. Like, here, check it out. See if you can see us, people. So we're going to have this box.
That's a sexy box.
Full of merch.
Kind of looks unprofessional.
And stuff. Yeah, it is. We may even have a bottle of whiskey in there. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
I see. I see a giveaway stack.
No, that's our. That's our give. That's our gifts.
Oh,
you can't see it, listeners, but we have a.
Yeah, maybe a bottle of Evan Williams if we can get our hands on one. That's become incredibly popular of late, so we may not actually find it.
Yeah, that ain't no joke. It may be going away. I try to tell people to be quiet about it.
I know,
but then.
We shouldn't open our fat mouths.
We did an entire podcast on it, so. Doc, take this picture away. It's making me
Making you sick.
Making me sad.
Okay.
What else do we got?
So what do you think about this?
Oh yeah, which I think these two things might be a good, because I think they may be something under that nature too, or that whole subject you're fixing to bring up. This. Fire Bros picks plus that, I think, may coexist with each other, you know?
Right, right. Yeah. So I heard this. I didn't know what to think about it. It was one of my... I love my... especially my liberal unprofessionals, you know? And, and so they're like, well, what do you think about this Musk and Trump debate?
Yep.
It's like, what Musk and Trump debate? And they're like, yeah, Musk hates Trump now. And then I get on to see what I think about it. I have no clue what to think about it.
Yeah, me neither. I still don't know exactly. I think it has something to do with, which, again, it's 100% fat checked. So, I mean, I've seen stuff saying, like, something to do with electric vehicles, you know, like, I think Musk wanted, like, $47 billion for electric vehicles, something to start up or something. I don't
fucking. And then Trump was like, "Fuck you!
It's stupid. It's dumb." And then I think I've heard Musk's saying the big beautiful bill is stupid and can't happen and blah blah blah. Blah, and they're just
okay.
I don't know.
Okay, so Trump was like, "No, I'm not going to do what you want." And then Musk was like, "Well, fuck you." And then Trump was like, "Fuck you." And then Musk was like,
"No, fuck you."
Yeah.
Wasn't there a movie where they did that?
Yeah. Fuck you.
I think there was.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was.
And then it ended up in this like big old like battle.
Yeah, and I think Musk is no longer did he step down?
Yeah, I think he stepped down. He's not the Doge guy.
It's weird. I don't know.
I don't know what to think about it because, okay, so if I, were one of my friend libtard Unprofessionals.
Yep.
Right. If I, then I would be in a bit of a situation. It's like, okay, I, because if I were a libtard unprofessional, I would have moved already from loving Musk, okay, to hating Musk.
Right.
Right. Because I hate Trump and then Musk goes with Trump.
Yep.
So now that Musk hates Trump, now do I, as an unprofessional libtard, love Musk?
Now we go back on the Musk train?
I think so. Right. And, you know, I went from a period when I first got my Telsa where all the libtards were like, oh, yeah, good it's to go,
the,
man.
The greatest thing ever.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're saving awesome. The earth. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. To passing into a time period like
calling you a
Nazi.
You're
just a Musk supporter. Yeah. You're just a Musk supporter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so is, now is it going to go back?
It's going to go back to
like
Musk.
Like they were throwing eggs at my car.
Yep.
And it's like trying to key it.
I think they keyed a swastika in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. Mm. And now I think it's going to go back to where they're kind of leaving me little ducks on my hood. And
little kisses on your windshield.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it will yet.
Okay.
Because I think they're just at the, you know, it's just brewing right now.
Okay.
Sort of like the volcano in Italy that just, or maybe, was it Italy? Big volcano that blew up. Sort of like that volcano, you know, it's just kind of brewing right now.
Right.
And if it really explodes, then
it's going to be like
they'll jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Because they're definitely not going to take Trump's side.
No.
No.
No. So you got to, you end up having to love Musk again if you're a libtard.
If you're a libtard, yes. Maybe. And was that not the, so have they had this planned all along?
Okay, so
you
Musk, hinted at that the other night at Pink Sushi.
At the Pink Sushi, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, like you hinted.
They brought out boats of sushi.
God.
But did they have this plan to where now Elon is fixing to come out with something like crazy?
Maybe. Like, but what, everything Elon comes out with is like, crazy.
Maybe it's going to be like crazy.
Like,
I think that's Trump.
Do you think he knows that aliens are real? You know, he spent some time in the government and he was like, okay, now I learned.
Maybe. But does he have anything to do with Stargate or is that just Trump? Do you know what I'm talking about, Stargate? That big giant freaking AI thing they're building in like Arizona
or Amarillo? No. Oh, it's mostly Trump. So that's Trump.
Okay. So it wouldn't be that.
I don't know. Those types of people are kind of Elon's types.
I know.
You know? And yeah, $500 billion.
Yeah, it's huge.
Facility.
It's huge. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe Elon is going to leave Trump, go take over that thing.
He's probably going to take over the world. Like he sided with Trump because he was like, okay, this guy is as close as I can get to taking over the world. Although I don't know why he would think that because he's Elon. But and then figured out that he would actually be better than Trump at taking over the world. So he just like quit Trump so he could like scheme and then actually take over the world.
Can Musk run for president?
No, I don't think so. Officially, because we all know he's from South America. South Africa.
Africa. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where he was born, so he can't.
I mean,
Obama did it, but.
Right, not Musk. Like, Obama did it secretively.
Well, kind of.
Yeah.
Everybody knew.
Yeah, but we didn't really know. Yeah. We suspected, but we didn't know.
So what if Musk just comes out and says, I was just joking with you guys.
I'm actually
I was really born in Chico.
Yeah, the problem was there's like a guy who wrote a book about Elon, and he was like a totally legitimate, verified author of books.
Mm.
So I don't think he's president.
Can you be vice president? Or do you still have to be born in America also?
I think he realized that you don't.
Wait a minute.
You don't.
Oh, no, that's
you. You don't gain control of the world through politics anymore. I think that's what he realized.
When you say anymore, I don't think.
I think politics is like a dead game.
Nah, I don't think ruling the world is never through politics.
Yeah, I think in the 90s it was.
Nah, never.
Right?
It's the people you don't know about. Running the world, and it's not politics because they're too much out there. That's the puppets.
Oh, that's true. So it was like backroom people utilizing presidents as their puppets.
100%.
Right.
Like the big name, the oligarch people.
But I think Elon realized maybe that game is up, And now, if you want to rule the world, you don't do it through a puppet that's a politician. You just, like, go do it. You take over the world.
It's like, I mean, he does have the money to do that, I think.
Or you think it's all fake. You think they just planned this? Like, Trump brought Elon on, gave him a bunch of money to get him elected. Well, Elon doesn't need money. Hold on. That doesn't work out. But brought him on just to say, okay, help me get elected, and then we'll have this, like, we'll stage this blowout. And it was, like, it was planned. Like,
well, that's
wrestling.
Right. Like, yes. WWE. USA has turned into WWE Entertainment.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
It could be.
Because it almost seems, like, rather...
It's always something.
Stupid shit that they're like the fuck you and the fuck you. Like it's really retarded, ridiculous shit that they're fuck you-ing about. And it's almost like an act. It feels like an act.
Next question. Will they both come on Joe Rogan and work it out on air?
That's a good question. Okay.
Dude, that would shut down the internet. If Trump and Elon came on Rogan,
it would shut it down. Yeah.
It would shut it down. Do what they ought to do.
Yeah.
Is they ought to do a stadium tour of them two just
working it out.
Or not.
It sounds like some libtard shit right there.
they're just on stage telling each other why they suck.
Yeah, well, I mean, oh my gosh.
You tell me you wouldn't watch that?
I would totally watch. I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't miss it in any way.
I don't think I couldn't watch that either. I'd have to, I think. with Rogan as the narrator.
Yeah.
Hey, tell the Trump. Hey, it's his turn. And then same thing back. That'd be a good show. I think I'd have to watch it. I don't know.
Okay, there's an idea. I don't know that anybody, I mean, of our 42 listeners, we're up to 42 now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of our 42 listeners.
Well, we had 46 until we started saying libtard on here a lot, and then now we just lost those. I think that's what Clyde was saying. He was like,
fuck. Yeah. Okay. I'll stop with the libtards.
Yeah.
Where did that come from anyway?
Libtard?
Yeah, because I don't...
Teslas.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, that's when you started calling them libtards.
Libtards.
Yeah. Hey, okay. I mean, you know, you got to own it. They do. They do own it.
I don't understand how that's a derogatory statement.
Well, I don't know if it's the lib part. I think it's the tard part that might...
I consider myself a libtard.
Cancelous.
Like, whenever it comes down to it, I'm kind of a... libtard. Like, I really lean liberal. Like, I'm a classical liberal.
Yeah, but classical liberal and liberal today is not the same.
Yeah, okay. But people like myself, okay, would look at people who call themselves liberal and say they're not really liberal.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So those are the people that are that I would think that would be
libtards. So this whole time I've been referring to people like myself as libtard, and in reality it's people not like myself.
So those people are the people that are drawing swastikas on your Teslas. Those are the libtards.
Oh yeah, I apologize, you people.
Yes, sorry, my phone's going off.
You people.
What else we got on today's notes?
I don't think we have really anything.
We really don't. We just kind of winged it. Is that what it winged it?
That's it.
We do have one more thing. Let's do that.
What is that?
That's new, and we're going to start doing it. Or do we want to do that yet?
It's up to you, man.
I think we should. I think we should give them a taste of what we're going to...
Okay, this is a taste. We're going to develop this more. Yeah, we kind of joked or dicked around with it.
A little bit. Literally a little bit. Like 5 minutes before we started this, we was like, hey, you know what we should do?
Yeah.
Or do you want to wait?
I don't know what we're doing tonight.
Ooh, let's build it up and wait.
Okay.
So we're going to start. I'm going to say the name of it. We're going to start the segment in our podcast. And it's going to be called Deep Thoughts from Doc. And that's all you're getting, people. That's all you're getting.
That's it?
Yep. That's all you're getting. Let them brew on it, if you will.
Okay.
And then you'll have to come back. If Firebro gets out of wherever he's at next week, we'll have the actual the first of something?
Yeah, the first
inaugural.
Sure.
Is that the word?
Yeah, actually I think
is
so.
That the first?
I think
it
works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to have the very first
inaugural
Yes. Deep thoughts from Doc.
And we'll be back to you with Dr. Savage next week as well.
Maybe. If we have some questions turned in.
Yeah.
I think Clyde said we have one question so
already?
Far. So, yeah.
Okay, cool.
So, we're going to go with one now, and then hopefully we get more. If you want merch, remember, we're going to do this. That might have to run a couple episodes until we have... I don't know. There might be 87 questions tonight. Who knows?
Yeah, we're picking in the top two.
Top two. We're going to throw out some merch. We got some hats, some shirts, some coasters, some keychains.
The more questions, the better the merch.
Mm.
Oh.
Or the better the question.
Better the question.
Better the merch, maybe.
Yeah, so we're going to pick two of the best questions. And then, but the more questions...
Mm-hmm.
The better the merch, you know.
Yeah.
It's like might actually track down a bottle of Evan Wheat. We might actually do it.
And I think we can throw this out there. The first person to answer the sushi chef question.
Yes.
Automatic gift for you.
Okay. So that is, what do you call a sushi chef? And then what
man
do you call
and female.
A female
if,
sushi
if,
chef?
If they're different.
If they're different.
Yeah. They might not be. They might be just be the, they might be called a sushi chef.
Yeah.
But. That's your task. That's your severe storm threat.
Shit.
Is in effect.
Okay. Well, maybe we should wrap this up. I'm in Tulsa.
Yeah, it might not make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is electricity? Has lightning hit a Tesla yet?
I don't actually know that.
I don't think so. Surely that would have made the news, right? I don't know.
It catches on fire all the time. So, according to the news... But I haven't checked. Okay,
that?
So that's a valid question. Maybe to come back to next time. But, okay, so I keep hearing that Teslas catch on fire. And we even talked to a firefighter, okay, who said, yeah, if a Tesla catches on fire, you're toast. You know, he's like, you're not going to get out of there. It's a hot fire. It burns rather quickly. But then it kind of stuck in my head and I'm sitting around and it starts to worry me. I was like, I ride in my Tesla a lot. Like,
does
is it going to catch on fire?
Does the doors operate only with the electricity or are they like a...
There is a latch, but I wonder if you're going up in flames if you think about the latch.
So how do you normally open your door?
I normally just hit the button.
Which is powered by the electric, right?
No. Okay. So I just think... Open door. Yeah, I don't even have to say it anymore. I just think the thought, and then door opens.
Doors
for
open.
Me.
What happens if you're thinking that while you're going like 80 miles down the road?
That it doesn't open the door.
Oh, okay, so you got to be in park.
I don't know that I've ever thought that though, because I'm a little conservative. I'm conservative leaning.
Yes.
The point being.
So
but
there
if
is
I'm
a
burning
safety
up,
latch, I guess.
There is a safety latch.
To open it?
Yep.
Oh.
You kind of got to know where it is or you'll never find it. Seriously.
Oh, wow.
But if I'm going up in flames, if it's like, I'm not thinking, open door.
Yeah, how many of these people are looking for said safety switches before you just get...
Engulfed.
Well, yeah. Well, no. I mean, so when you buy a Tesla...
Yeah.
It's not like you go through and go, okay, where's the safety switches? Where's the safety switches? Latches, I guess.
That's true.
So you've owned it for 6 months. You've never looked at the safety switch. Boom, it's on fire. Now how do you get out?
You're fucked.
You're just done.
You're done. You're not going to find that safety switch. Because I had to find the safety switch by looking on YouTube.
The Google? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's how I found it. It was that 5-minute YouTube video.
See, that's crazy.
That is pretty freaking crazy.
That's the same thing with the other cars. It's not like I've ever go through. Name one car you've bought and you like, oh, I better go through the that big giant book that's in the glove box.
Never. But whenever it got the mind control stuff.
Yeah, I've never had a car that won't let me out either.
Right. Mm. And I haven't put it to the test. Like, I don't know that it doesn't know that it's on fire, so it just opens the doors. Like. It may actually do that. But whenever it got the mind control capability, it updated, like it automatically updated. And then there was a little thing on the screen that said, okay, you can now open doors with your thoughts.
Just say open.
And and then you went through this like training thing to where you, I'm trying to think, you went through this training module where you looked at the camera and then you thought, and then it reiterated. And it honestly, it did it like 20 times. Okay.
Before it caught on.
Yeah. Before it said, you know, like whenever you press the, when you do your fingerprint to open your phone or whatever,
that hasn't been a thing.
Well,
since
now it's a face ID, yes. Right? And it's just like that, but this was a little more intensive.
So you had to look at it and like turn your face this way and turn your face that way and give it a stern look and a.
Yeah, but this is, you got to look right at the camera and you have to think, you have to go open door. Okay. Mm. Then it resets and it has you do it again. Open door. Okay. Then it has to do it and it says, okay, don't say the words, but think them in your mind in a different voice. Open door, you know, and eventually after like 20 iterations, it can tell by the expression on your face that you want it to open the door. So it just like, boom,
let me ask
opens
you this.
The door.
So what you're saying, cause we were talking about what happens if it's on fire?
I don't know.
Wait, but when during your training, it never told you to do it.
No,
open the fucking door.
Yeah, right. Or go fuck.
Yeah. Yes.
And so I'm probably screwed.
You're screwed, dude.
I'd be like, where's this emergency lock?
You're gonna be thinking in your head, open the fucking door, and it's not gonna read you,
right?
Because you did it as open the door. Yeah, you're screwed, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to rethink this.
You're screwed.
Okay, Musk, if you're listening, you need to really think about.
That ain't no joke.
You need to think about this a little bit.
Not working.
Yeah. Mm. Because people are going to start using this mind control shit, and they're going to stop knowing how to actually use their car.
That's right. Is that what they want?
Maybe. Mm. Maybe that's Musk's secret plan is to like destroy civilization. Maybe he's an evil person.
Speaking of Musk, is he the one doing? Have you seen this new smart car thingy? It may be a Tesla. But they're like little, they're small, but like they drive themselves completely. So like when it takes you and drops you off at work, it just leaves.
Yes.
And you can tell it to go be a taxi.
Yes. That's a Tesla thing.
So it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of that?
Oh, yeah.
Is that every Tesla can do this now? Or is this a upgraded stuff? Is it only a certain car?
No, it's in super test mode.
That seems amazing, dude. Like you can just tell your car, go take people around. But then
people pay to be taken around.
Yeah.
So you're making your car makes money for you while you're making money.
But like what happens when your Tesla comes back and like
it's like
it parks in
vomit in the floorboard.
Well, it parks in your parking lot and you're at work and we live in Texas, so it's 115 all day long and somebody dropped a big old deuce in your front seat.
Dude, it could happen.
But I guess your credit card's on file, so you just think
it's just like boop.
You just think to the Tesla, charge this guy triple.
Yes. Yeah, probably. I don't know that, but I'd be surprised if that functionality did not actually, if that wasn't part of it.
I'm sure like the Ubers now, you know, like if you screw up, if you puke in their car or if you screw their car up.
Then they.
Because you have to pay for, you have to put your stuff on file.
Right.
Before they'll pick you up. So it's probably the same way. That's pretty freaking awesome though.
Yeah.
That while you're at work.
Very advanced thinking.
Yeah. While you're at work, your car's just delivering people.
Mm-hmm.
But what's
and
that
they're
do?
Coming around. They're coming out with
what's like, that do to your warranty though? Like so, your most warranties when you buy a new car goes on your mileage.
Correct.
So now, normally, let's just say you got
that's still
you got
the
a
case.
60,000 mile warranty usually, and it usually will take you probably 4 to 5 years to get to 60,000. Let's just say normal people, not
people
town,
like us
in town shit,
right? Not Wise County people,
right? So now all of a sudden, now your 4 year to get to 60 is going to happen in a year and a half.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. So does it, it probably wears away, but at the same time, you're making some side cash.
You're making side cash.
Yeah. So it's just kind of cost of doing business. And
so like if I owned that car and I was here, I would tell my car to go to Dallas to become a, don't try to taxi in Decatur.
No,
like go to somewhere DFW.
Fort Worth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how does that work? Does it know? Oh shit, my battery's dead. I got to go find a charge station. Then how does it plug itself in? Is it like a Roomba now? I mean, how do those cars?
Yeah, not yet, but it's coming. I feel like it's coming because they do everything else.
Right.
So how would that? Okay, here's a business model for you. You just cued something in my brain because this is what we do. We talk about shit and like brilliant ideas come. But what if, okay. So at some point, parking around Decatur is going to be too expensive to actually park.
Maybe.
Okay. So we just send our Tesla to Decatur to and charge in, instead of paying to park in this lot, park way the fuck down here, and we'll charge you 50 cents to take you up to the square.
Or better yet,
and then 50 cents on the way back.
Why wouldn't you just get a $2 ride from your house to drop you off right at your work?
Oh, there you go.
You're not messing with parking at all.
Well, I know. I was thinking for our benefit, like if we just wanted to make money with my Telsa.
So one Telsa on Decatur Square.
Just running people.
Two miles limit.
Yeah.
It doesn't go 2 miles away from the courthouse. Which that right. 2 miles will probably get you to what?
Get you Brahms, a chief. Get you a
get
chief.
You a chief maybe?
Yeah, totally get you a
That's
chief.
That's pretty good. Pretty
okay, good. If you park parameter. At the chief for 50 cents, we'll take you to the square.
Hmm.
Yeah, and then whenever you, like, let us know.
We'll come get you and take you back to the chief.
Yeah, but it won't be us. It'll be the Telsa.
It'll be the car, yeah. I don't like it.
Dude, it's freaking brilliant. Yes. I bet the chief will get behind that all day long.
Yeah, because it's potentially bringing people to his store.
Right.
So.
Right. Hey, which is full of really good ideas.
Yeah, somebody's stealing it as we speak. Probably.
Damn it.
Copyrighting it.
It's like.
Tesla parking for the square.
A lot of people can't afford to park at the square. With those kind of prices, I get it.
Some people can't. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So,
but
so
you could pay $1.50.
Yeah, totally.
For a round trip from the chief to the square.
Right. And it's if you want to go for like 1 hour, that's fine, you know? But if you want to go for 8 hours, that's totally cool too.
Yeah, we don't care.
It'd be the same price, same no matter price. What. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And that seems like the better way to do it.
Yeah, because traffic's not bad, so the Tesla could whip around, drop you off where you want.
Yeah,
you're in and out.
Yeah, and Decatur Square gets really popular, and yeah. Well, it means we're going to be banking. First of all, we'll just buy another Tesla.
That's exactly. How many people in a 5 hour window could we pick up and drop off? I guess that'd be the thing. The scheduling app would be.
It depends. Thing. Okay, so do we put people in the Tesla like? Do we take one person or three? Because three people could sit comfortably.
Four. There's no driver, bro.
Oh, that's true.
So technically five. Three in the back, two in the front.
That's true. Like up to five at a time.
Yeah.
But is that one party? Like up to five in one party? And then we're just, like if you're by yourself, we're going to take you by yourself. That way you don't have to be, like whenever you walk in the elevator with somebody.
We would have
it's
to
a little awkward there for a while.
Yeah, well, I mean, not for me. I don't care. But you'd have to charge the same, I think. So if you're one person, it's $2. If you're five people, it's $2.
Oh, okay.
Because you can't charge the the single guy cheaper because he's single, because then you're losing money.
That's true.
Because what happens while you're gone, people with five people show up, and they got to sit there and wait. So it's just...
But we just... Okay.
Same amount for one or five.
I don't know. I see if it's five people... We make,
or maybe you're
like $7.50 or something.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe your scheduling app tells them, say, hey, you want to leave the chief at 2:30, but we have a party of four right behind you at 2:32. If you'll wait 2 minutes and ride with them,
we'll clip your ride.
You get it cheap.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's only $1.
Yeah. I bet Clyde would do that. He'd set it up for us, probably.
He probably would. It'd probably be some app you can download, the Whiskey Bros.
Probably. Whiskey Bros.
Tesla app.
Tesla delivery app.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. We'll have some waters in there, or maybe whiskey. We have whiskey in there because you're not driving.
Hey, you know, it's true. You're not driving.
Yeah. Has that open container, though?
There's probably some, like,
so
city
will
rule.
That change?
Yeah, I bet.
When
eventually
total,
it's going to change.
Total cars that drive you wherever you want totally.
Yeah.
Will you be able to drink and ride then?
So it's...
Because you can... for instance, you can
it's
now.
It's not going to change right now. Okay.
Wait, Matt.
We're just now. Okay.
To the point where they can.
Yeah. So we're just now at the breakover point to where cars in general drive better than people. If you take a group of people and you just study that people and you're like, how many accidents do they get in
you think we're there
in
yet?
A year's time? We're just now at that breakover. Okay, so in aggregate data, cars drive better than people.
Yeah, but how many
this
actual
Whiskey Bro fact check?
How many actual cars versus people that are actually 100% driving?
A lot, with, if you look at no, all the U.S. Okay,
no, it's not, because I mean, because what's the number one self-driving car?
Pelsa.
And it's not self-driving. You have to touch the steering wheel.
Well, okay.
It no, still but, needs a human. I'm talking about, you yeah. get in the car and say, take me to
DFW point, bro.
Airport. And then you go to sleep, and it goes
up. Yeah. Yeah.
That's 100% driving.
I don't know how they take the data, but the car is recording all the self-driving.
Self-driving with assistance.
It's sending it to...
Self-driving with assistance, let's say.
Okay. Awareness.
Because Tesla can't do anything without a human.
Correct.
Yes.
Like, the human's got to get in and think to themselves, turn on.
Turn on.
Yeah.
Then and, it's got to think then to itself to where it's going.
Back out. And
where, yeah. Yeah. So it's technically not self-driving. That's why.
Take me to work. Like, you got to think that before the car knows to do that. That's technically true. Yeah.
So can they say that? That self-driving cars are
at the breakover point.
I don't think they can.
They're pretty close, though.
Is there a car out there, Tesla or any other car, that they have that you can get in, start it, either type into it or tell it, go here, and you don't have to touch it again? You don't have to look at the damn screen to see if you're awake. You don't have to hold the steering wheel. None of that.
I think in other countries, not in the U.S.
Okay.
That's Whiskey Bro Fact Check.
Hmm.
Yeah. Clyde's giving us a thumbs up, too. Yeah. Yeah.
I did see where they made the...
I need a mirror here, by the way, so I can see the window.
So you can see him behind you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't even see him in your screen. He's over here on the... We did that on purpose. Nobody wants to look at Clyde.
Yeah, but I can't see Clyde.
You definitely can't see him. You can't even see Ahmed looking at you with his mask on.
No. Okay. But
anyways.
I think in other countries...
They have complete self-driving vehicles?
Yes. Mm. Yeah. Because, you know, like the Hyundai Ioniq 7.
That's a car?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's their seventh generation Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Yeah.
I don't know how you say it either.
Their seventh generation, like, electric SUV. And so they released and... But they hadn't fully released here because they're too technologically capable and free.
Over there. They have less rules.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They can kill people easier over there with that car.
Yeah, technically. Yes. And
get away with it.
Maybe that was Musk's plan the whole time, is getting the government lax rules up so that he could then kill everybody.
Maybe.
And then he realized he couldn't, and then he's like, okay, peace out.
I'm
going
to keep going to Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that kind of went away, too.
Man, he was big on,
we got to go to Mars, we got to go to Mars, we got to go to Mars. And then
he kind of softened up on it.
Yeah. And then he started doing the Doge thing, and absolutely nothing came from that.
Yeah. Maybe he realizes that we're not actually close to an extinction level event.
Maybe.
He's like, you know, he got in there, Mars. He started seeing
he
that.
He sure did spend a lot of money going to Mars, though.
Fuck yeah, he did.
But, I mean, when you have that
but
much
money.
But
they're still dropping, you know, like, those rocket ships are...
Oh, yeah.
And they got, like, the Starship that's going up into space.
Yeah, that's what's crazy, though. Because how do we not have some sort of landing base on the moon by now?
I don't...
Like a docking base with, like, people actually up there living in there.
Yeah, right. Like, you know, because we're thinking about going to Mars, it might be good to have a docking base on the moon.
You would think so. Like, why do we have the International Space Station floating around? Why don't we just build that shit on the moon?
Right.
Because the moon's technically nobody, so do the same thing with the space station. You just throw it on the moon. Is the space station closer to us from us than the moon?
Vastly.
Yeah, but closer. I mean, how long does it take them to get to the moon? 8 days?
No, like 3.
Okay, so do we really need...
But that was Apollo 13. Like, I just know that from watching Apollo 13.
But do we really need something...
It takes like 3 days to get there.
Okay, so do we really need something a day and a half away from us?
You
can't spend 3 days on a rocket? I mean, come on.
I mean, you're just... After you set your course and like get done burning that fuel, it's just like coasting the rest of the way there.
Okay, so
it's just time.
So that's another thing, is why are we coasting? You tell me, with all the wells we have and the technology we have. We don't have enough stuff to burn a rocket from here to the moon without stopping it. Just
I don't know that we do, actually. I don't know that we have the capacity. But because here's the okay, we need Zach for this, but the magic formula is, okay, we got to get enough fuel up into space, okay, to get a rocket ship up into space. But if we're going to burn all the way to the moon, we would need to take even more fuel up into space. So we have to generate more lift to get that fuel off the ground.
Okay, let me ask you this.
And into space.
So you're in space. There's no gravity. There's nothing, right?
Correct.
Why couldn't you? So, you know, when you when the space dudes, they go out for the spacewalk where they're floating around, they have those little air.
Why
can't you just install a bigger one on a rocket ship? Once you get into space.
Oh, I think they do.
Okay, so you tell me they don't have enough air power to push it to the moon?
Well, you got to get the air up there. I don't know. Something about this isn't making sense. I'm with you. I'm with you, right?
True. It's just
after a certain point, then the air actually takes you away from Earth.
Well, there's no air up there. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, there's no air in space. I think that's why you can't, like, if you take your mask off, you die. But
I know, but this is really good question for Zach.
You would think air tanks would be less than fuel tanks and cheaper for sure.
Okay.
You know, why are you down here? You just plug a air compressor onto it and it fills up the tank and then you go.
Yeah.
How much air would it take just to whoop, 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 every once in a while until you got to the moon?
Dude, I'm like, and why haven't we used balloons for that? Because it's like you let a helium balloon go, it goes up.
Yeah, but I think it pops once it gets, because remember that huge big giant weather balloon type thing. I think once it gets so high, it will explode. But
yeah,
I don't know.
But you use the balloon to actually get you to a certain
instead of
a rocket. So you just like won't get to a certain level.
Well,
in
I'm
the
tell
balloon,
you, I'm
the safe
why.
Level.
I'm gonna tell you
and
why.
And then you.
I'm gonna tell you why. Because
go.
They say our Earth is spinning at 60 million miles per hour. So the reason why, or whatever that mile per hour,
it's
probably not 60 million, but it's a lot. We're spinning fast, supposedly.
Yeah.
So they have to have that projection to. So they calculate when they take off, they've calculated it like 6 months beforehand of where the Earth will be in the projection of the rocket to get to the moon or to get to where they're going. So like if they don't have that, the Earth would spin so fast that now they're going to be 60,000 miles that way.
Yeah, but that's supposedly. Just on landing, right? You know, it's like that just if you're going to the moon, you don't really care where you're going to land because
you're
going to come back.
That's taking off.
Okay, so you
like
take off.
You're taking off from a set spot in the Earth.
Yeah.
But the Earth is moving 60,000 miles per hour. So, like, if you just floated up and the moon is right here.
Yes.
By the time you got up to space, now the moon is...
It's on the other side of the Earth.
So now you would take more air power or whatever to get
to
over,
get over
now,
to the moon.
It's all, everything is supposedly, and I keep throwing supposedly out because I don't know if it's true.
No, I know, right?
Everything is spinning 1,000 miles per hour around each other.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
But you just have to take twice as long to get to that spot. So it like spins twice.
Maybe.
I don't know. It takes some math, dude. But
I think that's more.
I don't know if anybody's ever thought of that. Like you just float up, balloon up to a certain point and then take off from there.
I think that's probably the reason is you'd have to do some calculation of, okay, I'm going to. Well, I think, if they can calculate how do we get a rocket ship to the moon, like they say they did. In the 1950s or whenever, when
my daughter didn't believe
it. Yeah, a lot of people don't. But let's just say that they did. So you can't tell me they can't calculate. Okay, so we would take off from a rocket on Tuesday, but now we're going to push it all the way until the Saturday before. That way, when we float up, we'll be in the same spot the rocket would be at.
Yeah.
When we got to space.
It sounds like simple math. I think I don't.
What size balloon would it take to lift a big ass rocket ship?
Even if it's a weather balloon. Like a big-ass weather balloon. It'd have to be big.
But I think it'd be better just to use your rocket until you got to space and then use the air somehow to get you on.
Dude, I don't know. So there's no air. So whatever air they carry into space, they have to actually carry with them.
That's what I'm saying. You'd have to you'd have to build some tanks, some air tanks.
Yeah.
Which would have some weight.
Which are heavy, you know? It's like
air
think of a
more
tanker.
Than fuel, though? Does air weigh less or more than fuel?
Less,
but
you have to have the tanks to hold the air. Okay.
Right. But you can make that crap out of almost anything these days, probably.
Yeah, maybe. Probably. Maybe.
Yeah, I would.
But think. It's moving through this. Like, I
still don't
think of the sheer power of a rocket lifting off.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A lot.
It's like, you know, yeah. Like, I can't
but
imagine.
Why is that? Because we have these little bitty old single prop planes that just go,
It's a really good question. It's like, okay, so maybe we're not thinking about this right. We're putting all, and this goes back
to the balloon
thing.
Rockets are way bigger than these planes, but like a 747.
Yeah, it's not. It's too.
So why does a 747 not need this whole?
Right. And could we use
I guess it's that much farther that they're going, I guess. I don't know.
Could we use a graded takeoff technology that's not really like putting its most power at the ground level? Right, but we just sort of like float up a little and then boom, take off. You know, whenever it takes less to actually take off.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good idea. Again, I think that's why we need a docking station on the moon.
Yeah.
We have enough fuel to get to the moon. We do.
Yeah, because supposedly we've been there. Supposedly, there's verified people who have been on the moon. Like, they actually went.
Supposedly.
So it's not even like India recently, right? They just went to the moon.
Yeah, supposedly.
Yeah. But
that guy wouldn't even put his hand on the
Bible.
That's
more verifiable than like 1969 was.
Yeah. Have you seen that video? They asked Armstrong to put his hand on the Bible and swear that he actually went to the moon. He wouldn't do it.
Uh-uh. I wouldn't. I just don't know what to believe anymore. Yeah. That's Nah, that's hardcore, man.
That's nuts.
Man, okay.
We could talk
that's
about
not Whiskey Bro verified, so if we get any unprofessional verified on that, we'll let you know.
Oh, yeah, we will. Every time we bring up the moon landing, because we talked about that one about who left the camera guy on the moon when it left the moon.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got so many phone calls and text messages about what that was and how they did it, and they sent a camera landing vehicle a month beforehand or something. Like, I don't know, but it's crazy. All right, folks.
Okay.
I think we're going to wrap it up. Hopefully, Fireball.
Man, that was fun.
Yeah, it was. It was actually the first.
It really?
This is the first podcast we've ever done without Fire Bro.
I know, and it may be the first of many.
Maybe, yeah. Who knows that guy? If he gets stuck in L.A., who knows? Or they might have deported him. Who knows? They might have thought he was Fire Bro.
I mean, in that mask?
Jeez, I know, right? I don't even know where he got that mask from.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully he's okay. Hopefully he'll text us, maybe. I don't know. Like I said, we haven't heard from him since yesterday. So,
right.
But hopefully he'll be back with us and have a story of L.A. We're not going to tell him that we did this podcast and talked about him. But
no, if he happens upon it, he does.
He may listen to it on his way home, though, if he gets home. Who knows? But all right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Clyde's giving us two thumbs up. So
yeah.
I think he thinks we did good.
I think we did all right.
Okay.
We didn't burn nothing down yet.
But we still don't know. If you see this, you see it. It means we will have succeeded.
Yeah, if not, I mean, I don't even know if this thing's on at all. It's plugged in, but who knows? It's recording, so maybe, yeah.
Who knows?
All right, we'll see you guys next week,
oh,
hopefully.
Are you going to say it? Or who says?
Oh, what's he usually say?
Good night?
Because you say
adios. No, he does say goodnight.
Good
I'm surprised
night.
He didn't say adios. So
no,
he's probably saying adios
night.
Down there right now.
Yeah,
but,
for sure
okay.
He's saying adios.
Gotcha.
So. All right.
Adios.
Good night.
You've been listening to the Whiskey Bros Around the Table.
Convivir con los hermanos Whiskey.